The Indonesian aviation sector is under intense scrutiny as more details emerge about the crash of AirAsia Flight 8501. Aviation consultants have expressed astonishment at reports the flight was allowed to take off from Surabaya Airport despite not having a permit to fly the route that day. The Indonesian Transportation Ministry has suspended officials at the airport, but observers say Indonesia will have to do much more to improve confidence in aviation safety. Lexi Metherill reports.
It's 9 days since AirAsia Flight 8501 crashed. The poor weather over the search zone has improved, and rescuers have now retrieved the bodies of 37 of the 162 missing people. A naval vessel appears to have found the tail of the plane, where the black box voice and flight data recorders are. The head of Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency is Henry Bambang Celestio.
Our difficulty now is to locate the black box. It's not easy, even though we have the tools and the system. We've deployed 5 vessels to find the ping signal at the black box, but up until now, we haven't succeeded.
Searchers have about another 3 weeks to find the black box before it stops sending pings. That will give critical details about the flight itself, but failures in the pre-flight procedures are already emerging. The Indonesian Transportation Ministry says the flight departed from Surabaya International Airport to Singapore the day of the crash, despite not having a permit to take that route that day. The chairman of Strategic Aviation Solutions, Neil Hansford, says that's extremely unusual.
I've never heard of it. I've never heard of any airline, because the first thing in any company, when you're scheduling flights, you obviously have a check against what you're entitled to operate before you ever put it on the website and offer the seats for sale. So these seats may have been offered for months and months and months, and it just shows that the Indonesian officials don't reconcile the routes being flown to the permissions being granted.
And so that's what you suspect is going on here, complete oversight by Indonesian officials?
I think the Indonesian officials should have seen it, and it would be seen in Australia the day that you offered the flights for sale on the website.
The air traffic control officer on duty when the flight departed has now been suspended. Indonesia's aviation industry has a poor safety record, as illustrated by the European Union's blacklist of almost all Indonesian airlines. Until recently, all Indonesian airlines were barred from flying in European airspace, but a few years ago, a few, including the national carrier Garuda, fought their way back in. Neil Hansford says the widespread blacklist is a reflection of Indonesia's lax aviation regulations.
Look, the Indonesians themselves, back in the previous president, recognised there were major areas the Indonesian aviation system that needed review. A commission was appointed to particularly look at training of pilots and engineers to bring them up to world's best practice and to plan for the probably 5,000 new pilots that they need for the growth just of Lion Air, etc. That report is probably gathering dust somewhere, but it does need to be acted on.
The chairman of Strategic Aviation Solutions, Neil Hansford, ending Lexi Metherill's report.